It's fantasy football time on Patriots.com with the fantasy football champs.
Fitzgerald leaps, and he's got it! It's a touchdown for Larry Fitzgerald!
Dominate your league with the guys from FFChamps.com.
Brees throwing back in the end zone, leaping grab, touchdown!
Todd DeBreeze and Bill Enright are the fantasy football champs.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com. Welcome to the radio. Welcome to October. Welcome to Week 5 in the National Football League. I am Bill Enright. With me is Todd DeVries. Todd, what's going on, man? It's already October.
Flip the page on the calendar, Bill. I know you've got your, your fireman calendar on the wall.
Fireman right? calendar?
You know, sexy, hunky fireman
oh,
calendar?
Oh, my God. Give me a break.
Yeah, so you need to flip that bad boy to October.
I got the wonderful hometown hotties of Maxim calendar sitting right in front of me.
Ah, there you go.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Hey, man, quarter mark, quarter pole, whatever you want to say. We're a quarter of the way through the regular season of the NFL slate, Bill, so it's kind of a good time to reflect on what we've learned, and that's what we're going to do here for the next 2 hours, fantasy football-wise. What have we learned? You know, what can we expect moving forward? It's time to, kick it into high gear. There's no more excuses as to, we're not sure about this team, we're not sure about that team. Most of the questions have been answered, I would think, by now.
Absolutely, especially from a matchup perspective. So you're looking at an opposing defense, and you want to know what the quarterbacks are doing against them, what the wide receivers are doing. It certainly comes into play now that we already have 4 games under our belt.
Yeah, and again, there's still some teams out there, some players that are complete enigmas, and we'll get into that, during the show. But for the most part, just take defenses, for example, right?
Yeah.
Whether you were looking for I'm looking for a couple fantasy defensive plays. I'm playing the matchups this week. And now I kind of have a good idea of who I like,
Right.
Whereas in week 1 or week 2, you kind of just ride the defense you drafted. And that's just a minor example of what I'm talking about here.
Okay.
But you can apply that to all the different positions as well. I think we're getting more data in, and we're able to crunch it on FFChamps.com, and we're able to identify the trends. So now that the bye weeks are here, Bill, and you've got to kind of juggle your roster a little bit, you're able to do it with some authority.
Speaking of the bye weeks, Todd. We have the Minnesota Vikings, Pittsburgh Steelers, Tampa Bay Buccaneers, and the Washington Redskins all on a bye this week. 4 teams with very, very prominent fantasy football running backs not in action.
No Adrian Peterson, no Doug Martin, Alfred Morris, and who's the other one? Oh, I guess Le'Veon Bell.
Le'Veon Bell, right.
Who's a new addition to that list that
sure
you're referencing.
Is.
But a very intriguing one, Bill. They used him quite a bit in his first game over there in London. He was then on 3rd down. He was in goal line. He was catching passes. So that's a much-needed boost to a depleted running backs core in the NFL.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we'll see how that can affect anyone out there that is looking to pick up people on the waiver wire this week. We're going to get to our waiver wire report along with our injury report and kind of go over what the latest headlines and news and trends around the NFL, as we like to do always, Todd. I think we should get into some of the latest news here. Not so much to deal with quarterbacks, although we know that Brian Hoyer's playing pretty well. I think Brandon Whedon is going to remain the backup. Jake Locker of the Tennessee Titans is expected to miss about a month or two. Ryan Fitzpatrick will start for the Titans, and then Josh Freeman, what is going on down there in Tampa Bay with Josh Freeman entering a drug program, and the Tampa Bay Buccaneers are kind of releasing that information. Not sure that why they would want to do that, but if they're trying to trade Josh Freeman, why on earth would they want to all of a sudden spill out to the media that he's going through some kind of a drug problem?
I don't know what is going on, but Greg Schiano always kind of gave me a bad vibe when he was at Rutgers.
Mm-hmm.
Did some kind of shady things. And remember last year, his first year in the NFL, he's got his defense, going after Eli Manning on a kneel down.
Right.
So, I don't know what is their train of thought here with Josh Freeman, but it's going down a bad path, man. And Freeman wants to be released. And I guess when he's inactive, I don't know the details on this. I should have read up on it. But when he's inactive, he doesn't get his full salary or something? So he's like, release me. I want to get paid. I want to go somewhere else. So it's a total mess down there. And really, I mean, we only care about this from a greedy standpoint, from Doug Martin and Vincent Jackson and Mike Williams standpoint.
Yeah, that's all that matters.
who's
throwing them the football?
Who's handing it off? Can he do enough to get Doug Martin some, is there enough of a viable passing game so that Doug Martin becomes a viable fantasy running back? Oh, boy. There it is, the muscle hamster music. Might be a good time to give a shout-out to Kevin there, Bill.
Go right ahead.
He's got the muscle
hamster. He doesn't want to talk to me. Bill wants nothing to do with me.
No.
You don't need me to shout him out. You can go ahead.
Just go ahead.
Well, you know, I emailed Kevin today. I said, Kev, let's get some guests lined up for Thursday.
That's what I'm working on.
All right. I didn't hear anything positive yet.
Well, no, I sent you an email like an hour ago telling you
I got
something back. Oh, yes, saying that I got something back from we're working with CBS, just so the cat's out of the bag.
All right.
So we're working with their communication staff to try to get either some in-the-booth game talent or possible studio talent on Football Nation on Thursday.
See, I didn't see your email. That's why I was...
Did it come through now?
I don't know.
Is it there? I don't know. It's somewhere in there. Because we've been getting so many damn fantasy emails, you know?
It's crazy.
It's tough.
You can email us, webradio@patriots.com, and if you have any lineup advice, you can give us a call. 855-728-7500 is the Pats, patriots.com radio phone number. Again, 855-PATS-500. But yeah, so many emails, Kev. I must have missed it. Now you're not in my doghouse anymore.
Okay, I appreciate that. I was actually talking to a fellow league member about a possible trade just now. So, yeah, no.
What are you looking to do?
Not really looking to do anything in particular. We were just kind of spitballing, and he was thinking of offering me Roethlisberger, Le'Veon Bell, and Randall Cobb for Joe Flacco and LeSean McCoy.
What? You're not going to do that trade, right?
I don't think so, but it was I need another quarter. I hate Flacco.
You're in a two-quarterback league?
Yeah, you must start two quarterbacks.
Why don't you pick up Hoyer?
He's got this kid, the other kid actually that I'm talking with, that has Hoyer as well.
Why don't you pick up Fitzpatrick?
I have a claim in on him. We'll see if that happens. But
I'm not trading LeSean McCoy, dude.
I just figure his value's at an all-time high. Maybe I can get something for him.
Is it a PPR league?
It is
get
a PPR
another running
league.
Back for him.
It is a PPR league. Well, Le'Veon Bell's pretty good.
You might have taken two guys from the Steelers. I'm not buying it.
But those two guys from the Steelers have had, you know, just because the Steelers are having a bad year, I think they can still put up some numbers. I'm not sure. I don't know. I'm thinking about it. He's got a lot of talent on his teams, and I'm not in any rush. I'm 3-1. I should be 4-0. I lost by a half a point last night, guys. A point.
Darren Sproles fumble?
No, it was the last extra point by Caleb Sturgis put him up by half a point. I was up by a half a point, and then that extra point put me down by half a point.
That was it, a kicker?
That was it. He had Lamar Miller going as well, who had the touchdown, which killed me too. But I lost 121.5 to 121.
That's tough.
But like I said, I'm still 3-1, so I'm trying not to. Try not to dwell. It's in second place out of 10. So
you're trying not to panic, but you know you might.
No, but
just,
it was just an
you
interesting.
You might just trade away.
He literally just at the start of the show sent me a message online and was just like, "Hey, is this something you'd be interested in?" And just perked my ears up a little bit because it would give me a second quarterback that I have a lot more confidence in, a viable running back I think in Bell, and then it would give me Randall Cobb to go with Andre Johnson and DeSean Jackson, so I'd have a stud receiving core.
Who are your other running backs?
I still have Marshawn Lynch and D'Angelo Williams on my bench. Not to mention, I have Danny Amendola sitting on my bench, too. So I have a pretty good team. But I'm not in any rush to blow it up. It's just, it was an interesting kind of proposal to maybe add a lot of depth. Heading into all these bye weeks, put it that way,
and get rid of your best player.
Possibly, yeah.
Yeah,
he is my best. He is my best player. If I didn't have Marshawn Lynch, I wouldn't have even considered it. But I have Marshawn Lynch and Shady McCoy. That's a pretty good 1-2 punch right there.
Who are this guy's other running backs?
He's got nobody at running back. He needs a running back. He's got. Let me see real quick. He's got Lamar Miller, Le'Veon Bell. He's got Chris Johnson. And that looks like it's about it.
Don't do it.
He's got a crazy amount of receiving talent.
Yeah, I just – listen, I'm not – Le'Veon Bell played good in one game. So
yeah, he needs a running back. Oh, I see now here. He has Alfred Morris, who's – we have this slot guys in our league. This is the keeper league. That a guy doesn't need to be on IR, but if he's ruled out, like, heading into the week, you can put him in this, like, IR slot for the week and pick up somebody else.
Right, that's pretty
cool. So, yeah, it is cool. It gives you a little bit of roster flexibility.
Right.
And it also allows you, if you have a good player that's on IR for the rest of the season, you can keep him in that IR slot, kind of not be penalized, and then you can, like, have the ability to keep him the next year if you're interested in it. Because it's a two-keeper league. So it kind of creates some – I mean, I like this league because it has a lot of intricacies that it's not just like this standard rule, you know, redraft every year, that type of thing. It allows you to kind of think and act more like a GM. So.
And you're a thinking man, so it's perfect.
I am. But he's really struggling. He's got Chris Johnson, Lamar Miller. He's got an Alfred Morris. And who's the other one I said? I forgot who's the other one I said. But he's got no stud running back. He's just got a lot of good wide receivers. So I don't know.
I would not help him out.
I guess I shouldn't, but it's just I thought it might help me out actually, but I don't know. I guess not. After hearing you guys, this is the league. Remember I was telling you about that crazy trade with Drew Brees and Arian Foster being traded. That went through. Went through on Monday morning, and so. I don't know. The guy who got Drew Brees and Arian Foster shockingly scored like 200 points in this league, and blew everybody away this week. So I think he's going to be, and he was 0-3, and I'm basically making bets that he's going to win out, with his team. He's got Cam Newton, and
I don't care who's on this guy's team.
It's ridiculous.
Kevin.
What?
I only care about your team. If you win, I'm happy.
I know that. It's just I was kind of disappointed. Remember I was telling you guys about the trade a couple weeks ago, and I was kind of disappointed because I felt like it created this monster team.
Yeah.
And so now I have to face this monster team probably in the playoffs.
So
that's all right.
Yeah, I'll
Nothing
try.
You can do.
But I feel like basically I need to make a move to counter this because I was in first place. I'm in second technically by points scored. You know, to break the tie or whatever, but I feel like I need to do something to counter him. I don't know what, but I just have that need, I guess.
I think you should just continue to start your studs.
Okay.
Don't trade away your best player, and you'll be all right.
All right. I appreciate that. It's a vote of confidence from Bill Enright right there.
No
goes
doubt.
A long way to pick you up.
Can we get back to some NFL
player news now? Yeah, let's do something.
Oh, we got your permission on that?
Yep, got my permission.
Thursday night game, Todd. The Buffalo Bills are taking on the Cleveland Browns. Both of the Bills' running backs are a little bit banged up right now. C.J. Spiller and Fred Jackson, both back in practice today as we're broadcasting live Tuesday afternoon. So that's good news if you planned on using any of the Bills' running backs. But, Todd, we still hate the Thursday night action because basically Spiller and Fred Jackson only have a few days to get healthy.
Man, Spiller, we're going to get a lot of questions on Spiller tonight during this show, Bill.
You think so?
The emails, the tweets have been coming in last couple of days on Spiller. Obviously, he's been kind of a bust. He's got the injury, got a short week. What do you do with Spiller? So that's major news, and we'll be following that right up until kickoff.
Moving on to Darren McFadden of the Oakland Raiders, injured by a hamstring, has a hamstring injury. Not sure the severity just yet. But it doesn't look like he's going to be playing in week 5. His teammate, Marcel Reese, who would be the pickup, who would be the guy you're looking to grab on the waiver wires, knowing McFadden's out. Marcel Reese is also injured with a knee injury. That appears to be pretty serious. So we're going to get to our waiver wire report in just a little bit. But just want to finish up these running back and wide receiver injury news. Alfred Morris of the Washington Redskins has a rib contusion. We're not going crazy for Roy Helu this week, Todd, because the Redskins are on a bye. So by the time they're back from their bye week, Alfred Morris should just be fine.
You would think so, yep.
Moving over to wide receivers, Patriots wide receiver Danny Amendola. ESPN Boston is reporting that Amendola is expected to play this week. Hasn't been in action since week 1. Kevin, what are you hearing up there at Gillette?
I have heard nothing. We haven't seen him out on the field yet. We'll see him tomorrow, hopefully, knock on wood. So hopefully by Thursday we'll have a little bit more news for you on how he looks this week.
Didn't ESPN Boston predict that he was going to play last week?
Yeah.
And then he didn't even make the trip.
No, where I'm eating crow is I thought Gronk was going to play.
Yeah, so did I.
And I think a lot of us did based on the amount of time he's practiced and just simply, you know, simply the fact that the last several weeks he's been out there taking first team reps, you know, in, you know, for the magnitude of this game and all the hype that went into it, we thought we were going to see him. But very interesting to hear these kind of back channel stories being reported by Ian Rappaport of NFL Network on how the Gronkowski family may be impacting like his decision on when he's ready to come back. So there's a lot of drama up here, guys.
Kevin, did you travel down to Atlanta?
I did not. And Todd, are you chopping onions or something in the background?
No.
No? I just felt like I heard like chop. Someone's chopping.
I'm writing down copious notes.
Okay. Right, Kevin, now. The only reason why I ask if you went with the team down to Atlanta was, you know, is it like a shock? Like you're kind of sitting on the plane and all of a sudden you notice that Rob Gronkowski's not on the plane.
Yeah,
he's not playing.
Yeah, if I had been on the plane, if I had gone down, I would have been definitely shocked. You know, fortunately for me, I would have loved to have gone to see the game, but, you know, we got out of here with the post-game show around 3 a.m. Those guys didn't even get back to the stadium until about 5:30, so I would have been a complete zombie on Monday. So I'm still a little sleepy, shaking it off, but I feel much better than a lot of those folks that were on that plane, I guarantee you that.
Right, so you're sitting on the plane, you're hearing all these reports that Gronk's going to play, Amendola's going to play, and then they don't even make the trip.
Yeah. It's really, really surprising. And you know what, guys? I think there's an overwhelming feeling up here in Foxborough that, you know, from doing the shows today on Patriots.com, a lot of our fans that picked the Falcons, including me, to win that game, you know, without Gronk, without Amendola, in that type of environment on Sunday Night Football, even though the Falcons were banged up, a lot of us feel like we stole one there, one that we were probably had chalked up as a loss. One that we probably could have afforded to lose.
Yeah.
And those are always really pleasant to get during the season when you're heading into a game that you're kind of mentally prepared. Okay, you know, odds are we're going to come out of here with a loss. And to win those is a huge, huge momentum builder for the rest of the season.
I have our score predictions from last week right here.
I said 28-17, I think.
Kevin said 28-17. I said 28-24. Bill said 31-28. Yeah, Kerry J. Byrne had the Pats winning by a field goal.
He's the only one that was right. We were all kind of right, and we were in the realm of, like, you know, the amount of total points and whatnot.
We just picked the wrong team.
It's just we picked the wrong team. And for a little while, at the end there, it looked like we were going to be right with how things were kind of trending there the last, like, 4 or 5 minutes. Man, that subfield play was awful, huh? Did you guys see that?
Yes.
Oh, my goodness.
He can't do anything right.
No, and it's amazing, you guys. You know, we're talking in preseason, and we watch this kid go out in one of those preseason games make a complete, like, circus catch. You remember that?
Yep.
The touchdown catch? He kind of tipped it to himself.
Yeah.
And then a pretty simple, I mean, onside kicks are never a layup, but a pretty simple kind of two-hop kick that, you know, basically 15 yards away from the line of scrimmage where it was kicked. It wasn't like it was a bullet right at him.
Right.
You know, a pretty simple play, and he just looks like complete stone hands. So I don't know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that was ugly.
Just awful.
The most important takeaway from that game is that Bill's Super Bowl team is now 1-3.
Yeah, they're still not out.
The Broncos?
Still
Broncos
not
are undefeated, Todd, 4-0.
You have the Falcons in the Super Bowl.
No. My Super Bowl team is the Broncos.
And you had them playing?
The Falcons.
Right.
So they're my second-place team.
Okay. Your second-place team is 1-3. All right. That's what I took out of it. And my Super Bowl champion team, the Patriots, are 4-0. Oh, and by the way, the other team is 4-0 too, the Seattle Seahawks. So it's trending nicely for me.
Yeah,
none of us picked the Saints. I'm going to change my team.
What a great comeback, though, by the Seahawks in that game.
Yeah,
big pick six by Sherman there.
Yeah, that was one of the worst play calls of all time.
Oh yeah, and I mean, to be honest with you, looking at the play over and over again, which I have, it looked like Schaub, when he broke the huddle, he was like, okay, you know, instead of naturally reading the defense and reading the situation and taking down distance, clock, score, all in the consideration like a good quarterback does, he was like, okay, no matter what happens or what I'm going to fake left and throw back right, no matter who's there, what's going on. It looked like he just had it set in his head. And it's like, how can you, when you spin around to throw that ball, at least not take half a second to kind of look at who's over there.
Make no sense. Did you see the quotes from the coaching staff? How he's not authorized to audible out of that play.
Ugh. I don't even know. Even the thing is, guys. Even if you're gonna run that play, you know, it's gonna be on him at some point to say, you know what? So what? I can't audible out of this play. They put me in a bad position. They didn't put me in a position to succeed. I'm just gonna take a sack here and keep the clock running, because they didn't need any more points. They were up by a touchdown, I believe, at that point. So if he takes the sack there with two minutes, 45 seconds left, you know what? You don't convert, and you're going to kick it away, but, you know, you're kicking with good field position. I believe they're around midfield, and you force Seattle to either burn another timeout or you waste another 40 seconds to keep that clock running. But that's, like, the worst possible outcome of that play was what happened.
I follow this prediction machine on Twitter, and it said that if the Texans – I don't know how it works – but it's pretty cool because it says the Texans, if they just didn't convert that first down and punted the ball, they were 96.4% chance to win that game.
So you mean if they ran the ball on the 34?
Right. Yep. If they ran the ball, didn't pick up the first down,
right,
punted, they would have been 94. You know, it's kind of like poker, like when you evaluate the hands. That's what this prediction machine is telling me through Twitter right now.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty cool, right? That's such a huge difference of the game.
You know, the Houston Texans fans, I kind of feel for them because their team is kind of, I don't know, it doesn't seem like they're kind of starting their way down. Like they've kind of built this team and built this team. They've kind of been as high as they're going to be from a potential standpoint.
They hit their peak, and now they're slowly walking down
the
other side.
All because they have all the pieces. They just don't have the QB, dude. They just don't have it. I mean, I think if they had Russell, even a Russell Wilson type, just a guy who just kind of figures out a way to win, if they just had like a guy like that the last couple of years and in this year, I think that team is a major, major threat in the AFC, but they are not. And the fans are burning Matt Schaub jerseys now. It's not pretty. You know, Andrew Luck is on the rise in their division. So I think that those Texans fans kind of see that window closing, and they're not too happy about it.
All right, Kevin just updated me on Skype saying that he got a guest for our show on Thursday. Who is it, Kev?
Dan Dierdorf.
All right. I like that.
He will be calling the Patriots-Bengals game on Sunday.
Nice. So nice. Nicely produced, Kevin Collins.
He will be joining us Thursday at right around 4:30, so right after our first break.
Awesome. Good job, dude. Todd, aren't you very proud of our producer now?
Jeez, you had to put his feet to the fire.
Yeah, he really did. All I had to do was call him out on air, and within 5 minutes, he got us a great guest for Thursday.
Yeah, I'm trying to book guests with one hand, make fantasy trades with the other, run the board. You know, it's tough.
Run the board with your other appendage?
Yeah, I was going to go there, but I decided not to. I was like, my third arm, running the board, running the faders, you know, but decided to go against that.
Well, I went there for you.
Back
to this running back news. I mentioned Alfred Morris. We're not going crazy for Roy Helu because the Redskins are on a bye this week. How about the Giants, Todd? Just came across the wire.
Yeah.
They cut Darrell Scott.
Is Andre Brown on his way back?
I think in 3 more weeks.
So who do they have with David Wilson now?
Brandon Jacobs. That's it.
I mean, what?
I don't know what the Giants are doing at this point. But anyway, that's some running back news for you. We told you about Danny Amendola. ESPN Boston's reporting that he has a good chance to play on Sunday. Two of the Jets' wide receivers look like they're going to miss Week 5. Santonio Holmes with a hamstring injury. Stephen Hill with a concussion. Aaron Dobson, we know, of the Patriots with the neck injury. Kevin, you getting any word up there about what Dobson's going through?
I haven't heard anything on him. No tweets. I actually searched for him on Twitter and the internet a little bit ago. I haven't really got an update, but it looked awful. I don't know if you guys saw the injury.
Yeah, we saw it.
It was really bad. I thought, a shot from the front, took a hit from the back. His neck touched the back of his spine.
We were all really worried. We just wanted to see him get up, you know, after something like that. So I would imagine his status this weekend would be pretty tenuous at best. You might see a little bit more out of Josh Boyce, caught one ball, I believe, for like 24 yards in Dobson's absence last week.
Yeah.
If Amendola could somehow get himself back, either him or Gronk, I think the Dobson loss would definitely be, you know, overshadowed by that, for sure.
Right. Sure. And then for the tight end news, Rob Gronkowski, obviously, we don't know if he's going to come back this week. Although, my prediction was in Week 4, Todd's was what, week six, Todd?
Well, I basically said he was going to go on PUP or the equivalent of PUP.
Right, which would have been week six.
Yeah.
Or week seven.
Whatever.
You go on PUP, you're eligible to come back week seven.
Yeah. So I'm looking right again.
Looking right again.
Another bet won by DeVries.
What are we going to do, Kevin? We got to step up our betting prowess. We can't let Todd keep winning.
Now, Todd wins everything.
It's amazing.
He's chopping onions with one hand. He's taking notes with the other.
What is this onion chopping?
I keep hearing someone like cutting something on like a cutting board in the background.
That's Bill. Bill has like a pen and he smacks the pen.
It might be Bill.
That is exactly what's happening.
See?
It just sounds like someone's making like a salad, you know, chopping vegetables or something like that for dinner.
I can't sit still, so I constantly have to be fidgeting.
I just assumed it was Todd because Todd's a family man, and I thought the wife might be cooking dinner for the kids or something like that, you know.
Yeah, honey, while I'm on the air, I'm going to make a nice salad.
She all of a sudden like morphs into like a sushi chef and she's just chopping away back there.
No, man.
I don't know.
That's not how it works.
I could see Todd with his apron with the headset on, you know, moving around his island kitchen.
With my apron that says world's best dad.
There you go. Putting a dash of this and a dash of that, making the kids dinner.
Yeah.
Like Leaver to Beaver or whatever, one of those old school family shows.
Leaver to Beaver?
I don't know. I'm trying to relate
to you,
Todd.
That doesn't sound like that sounds
Leave it to Beaver, wasn't it?
Leave it to Beaver, or whatever it was. There's some show about a kid named Beaver, I think, back in like the 50s or something like that. I don't know. Joan, no, oh wait. Is it Cleaver was his last name? I don't even know.
Beaver Cleaver.
There you go.
Eddie Haskell.
There you go. Now you can finally relate to what I'm talking about.
Mm. Eddie Haskell is Ron Howard, right?
No.
Oh. It's not?
No. No.
Who played Eddie Haskell? I thought Ron Howard played Eddie Haskell.
No. Ron Howard is a totally different show.
What show was he on?
Andy Griffith's show.
Oh, Andy Griff's show. Right.
He was Opie
I've never seen one episode of either of them.
I've never seen Andy Griffith's show. But no. I used to watch Leave it to Beaver when I was young on the cable system.
I know.
Very wholesome. Very, very wholesome show.
Yeah, I'm sure.
Yes.
Everything was wholesome back then. They didn't have a fantasy football to distract you.
Brady Bunch wasn't very wholesome, we learned years later.
Yeah, now we know that.
There was a little hanky-panky going on that set.
Yeah, there certainly was. A lot of extracurricular drug use as well.
Yes. Is this a fantasy football show? What's going on here?
I don't know.
I'm lost.
We have to do the champs and the chumps. We have a lot of emails to get to. Webradio@patriots.com. Our phone number is 855-728-7500. I want to take DJ in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, and then we'll get to the champs and chumps in just a little bit. What's up, DJ? How's it going?
How's it going, guys?
It's going great, man. What do you got for us?
I called you a few weeks ago telling you about how Hakeem Nicks got me a big goose egg and made me get a tie. My question is, do I play him this week or do I play Ken Burrell again?
Well, what's your scoring system?
It's non-PPR, 12 teams.
Non-PPR, you know, it really depends on what's going on with Danny Amendola, what's going on with Rob Gronkowski. I just finished my week 5 week 5 rankings at ffchamps.com. I have Hakeem Nicks at 22 and Kembrell Tompkins at 24. Obviously, Tompkins will move up if Amendola is out. But if Amendola is playing, I think Kembrell Tompkins kind of falls even behind Julian Edelman in terms of targets.
Yeah, I mean, here's the deal. I have Hakeem Nicks too, so I feel your pain, man. And I benched him last week, but he crushed me with that zero, that big goose egg. I mean, I lost by a point and a half that week. Would have been nice to have gotten, you know, a catch out of him. But they're playing the Eagles this week, Bill. I mean, if he can't get it done against the freaking Eagles defense.
I'm going to say that about all the Giants playmakers this week. If Eli Manning, David Wilson, Hakeem Nicks can't get it done against one of the worst defenses in the league,
you can
bench them, you can trade them, you can cut them off your roster because you'll never want to use them. There's no better matchup than the Eagles this weekend for the Giants.
Yeah, so I guess what we're saying is if either or Amendola or Gronk play for the Patriots, go with Nicks over Tompkins. Is that what we're saying, Bill?
Yes, that is.
And
what we're
hold
saying.
Your breath and hope that you know. I mean, there's a chance he could just have a monster game.
Right, like 5 catches for 150 yards with 2 touchdowns.
The Eagles
certainly
is
possible of doing that.
They're just the worst. That defense is awful. And it, and on the other hand, the Giants' defense is equally awful. It could actually be a pretty fantasy-friendly game.
A lot of scoring, a lot of passing, a lot of points being thrown up on the scoreboard.
It's possible. Yeah, it's possible. I mean, it could be a, you know, 31-28, you know, could be a pretty high-scoring game, or one team gets way ahead, the other team has to pass to catch up, you know, one of those type of things. So I'm gonna it's tough to, like, highly recommend Knicks this week after the last 2 weeks, but I think this is kind of a last chance.
Yeah, I'm with you, Todd. Go with DJ, go with Hakeem Nicks if Amendola and Gronk are on the field. Leave Kemble Tompkins on the bench. We're really just getting started on the Fantasy Football Champs. I promise, no more Brady Bunch discussions or anything involving a 50s TV show. We're strictly fantasy football and NFL related going forward. We're going to take a quick break to recover when we come back. Waiver wire report and the champs and chumps from week four.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden, or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play Online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Who were the playmakers, the showstoppers, the studs?
Woo!
And who were the losers, the bums, and the duds? Bill and Todd identify the champs and chumps.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs on Patriots.com Radio. Time for the champs and the chumps. We love looking back at the previous week of action, going over who are the playmakers, everyone that we love to celebrate. Hopefully we had them on our teams and weren't going against them. And we also like to call out the chumps, the players that played poorly, and hopefully we didn't have any of those guys on our roster either. So let's go over the quarterback champs, Todd. No surprise here. Peyton Manning, 4 TDs, 327 yards, good enough for 29 fantasy points. Still has yet to throw an interception.
Yeah, Peyton Manning's on pace to throw for 476 touchdowns, I believe,
this season. I actually just updated our stat projector. Hold on, let me look this up real quick because I
find it's like 4,826,000 touchdowns.
64 touchdowns. 64. He's very realistic.
You know, and guess what? He gets a Dallas defense next in basically a dome. You know, I think he'll probably do pretty well in that game as well.
I mean, Phillip Rivers just carved up the Dallas secondary, so Peyton Manning should have a field day.
Eli Manning threw for almost 500 yards against Dallas.
Yep.
In week one.
Speaking of Phillip Rivers, he's on our quarterback champs list. 401 yards, 3 touchdowns for him. How about Alex Smith against the Giants? 288 yards, 3 TDs. And then Drew Brees, Todd, Monday Night Football, 413 yards, 4 touchdowns. He was up by about 3 scores, yet 4 minutes remaining in the game, he's still passing the ball.
Yes, much to my chagrin. I was playing against a lot of Saints in my fantasy game. Luckily, I still pulled out a win. But yeah, there's 3.5 minutes left. They're up 38-17, and he's throwing the ball.
Let's move over to the quarterback chumps. Don't pencil in this name. Write it in ink. Put it in concrete. You know how you what is it called when you etch something in concrete? Engrave it. Engrave,
yes.
Blaine Gabbert's name into the quarterback chumps section of the show. 179 yards, 0 touchdowns. He had 3 interceptions. I think he got negative points for the most part.
Do we have any way to know how many people across the country actually started? Like, what percentage of people started Blaine Gabbert?
I'd have to really.
It has to be like less than 1%.
Yeah, I would assume so.
I mean, really, Blaine Gabbert.
Unless you got some like diehard Jacksonville Jaguars fans who think he's the truth.
You know, Bill, you called it earlier. We were talking today. The Jaguars know how to tank.
They certainly do.
The Browns, you know, they trade away Trent Richardson, but then they win a couple games. What are they doing? You know, they got this guy Hoyer throwing, you know, bombs all over the place.
Hoyer!
And now look at the Browns. The Browns fans are definitely conflicted because they're 2-2. I think we all know how it's going to end for the Browns. They're going to be 5-11,
and they're
6-10. Yeah, and they're going to have like the number 12 pick in the draft, yeah. Right?
Yep.
Whereas the Jags just say, yeah, Chad Henne's a pretty serviceable quarterback. We're going to throw Blaine Gabbert back in there to ensure we go 1-15.
Mm.
They're just going to ride this guy all the way to number one, baby. He's terrible. He's the worst quarterback in the league.
He is.
Terrible.
By far and away. He's worse than most backups.
Start everyone pick up the St. Louis Rams this week and start them because they play the Rams, and if you know, they're going to be a hot fantasy waiver pickup this week, the Rams. Start them.
Couple more quarterback chumps. E.J. Manuel of the Buffalo Bills, 167 yards, 1 touchdown. but he did have two interceptions. Andy Dalton of the Bengals lost to the Cleveland Browns. He was 23 of 42, 206 yards, no TDs, one INT, and then finally Joe Flacco of the Baltimore Ravens, your reigning Super Bowl MVP, threw five interceptions against the Baltimore Ravens.
Buffalo Bills.
Oh, excuse me, against the Buffalo Bills. Of course, he pays for the Ravens.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's what Joe Flacco and Eli Manning do, Bill. They stink in the regular season. They make you scratch your head. They make you wonder why they're worth $100 million, and then they go win Super Bowls.
We'll see if the Ravens can do that. My guess is no. Running back.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Running back champs, some big names on this list. A lot of people very happy with Adrian Peterson, 140 yards, two touchdowns. Reggie Bush back in action after the injury, 139 yards, one touchdown. He also caught four passes for 34 yards. Arian Foster, despite the loss to the Seahawks, Foster still got it done on the ground. 102 yards, caught six passes, 69 yards, and a receiving touchdown. Very impressive performance considering that Foster was playing against the Seattle Seahawks, Todd.
Shock. I was very surprised.
Yeah.
And it's good because we have been giving good advice on Arian Foster. We said you gotta wait it out with him. You know, don't cut him loose. You know, don't do anything silly. Don't trade him away for crap. Keep hang on to him. He's gonna come around. He's been banged up. He didn't really have a preseason. I just didn't expect this to be the week where he went off, and he went off.
Certainly did. Speaking of going off, Le'Veon Bell made his NFL regular season debut. Had two touchdowns in the game to go along with about 75 yards combined yardage from scrimmage.
Pretty very good. Encouraging. You know, yeah. There's a depleted running back core here in fantasy football in the NFL, and we needed a fresh face. We were hoping this guy would come through, and so far so good. Granted, it was against the Vikings, Bill.
Yep.
But so far, you know, you got to like what you see. They had him in there. I think they deactivated Isaac Redman, right?
Mm-hmm.
Which is good news. So they wanted to just see what this guy could do. They had him in there on third down. They had him in there at goal line. So he wasn't just the first and second down power back. He was in there pretty much, you know, most of the game. And 20 touches. He caught the ball out of the backfield, Bill, four catches. So encouraging signs there for owners that hung on to Le'Veon Bell.
All right, let's move over to the running back chumps, Todd. Ray Rice and Bernard Pierce got about, I think, I don't know, nine carries between the two of them. They surmounted to 24 total yards of offense. Not a good game there for the Baltimore Ravens running backs, huh?
Awful. It doesn't help when your quarterback's throwing five picks. You don't have a lot of chances to run the ball when the other team has the ball the whole game. But I agree. I mean, that should be like a first quarter stat line between the two of them. You know, 24 rushing yards, please. That's shocking stuff. What will surprise you more? Did it surprise you more that the Browns beat the Bengals or that the Bills beat the Ravens?
Well, I had money on both games. I lost both of those bets.
All right.
So I think the Browns were a little bit more surprising. I think the Bengals are a good team. I'm not convinced the Ravens are a good team. And obviously, I say that I had some action on the game, a little bit tongue-in-cheek there. But my point is, I expected more from the Bengals than I did from the Ravens.
I did not expect the Bengals to put up 6 points.
I didn't expect six points. That's terrible.
I mean, that's just brutal. This is awful.
It sure is. Wide receiver, a couple more running back chumps to get to here. We can't forget about Maurice Jones-Drew, Todd. 13 rushes for 23 yards. How come Maurice Jones-Drew is not getting it done? Not involved in the passing game. I don't know what the Jaguars are thinking. He's obviously the best playmaker on their team. Maybe you throw in Cecil Shorts into that discussion, but at least give him the ball more.
You know, Maurice Jones-Drew has always bucked the trend of one of our 10 commandments at ffchamps.com, which is, you know, stay away from the players on bad teams. But
right.
He's been a guy every year. He's the exception to the rule. He
right.
comes through. And we always wonder how he does it because every defense that faces the Jags is keying on him, yet he churns out yardages and he catches the ball out of the backfield. And he doesn't score a ton of touchdowns, but you know, he's a top five or six running back every single year.
Certainly.
It looks like he's just run out of gas. It's just the party's over. He can't get it done anymore. I mean, Bill, he's not even averaging 2 yards a carry.
It's terrible.
He's not catching the ball out of the backfield.
That's even worse.
So I don't know what. Now, I'll be honest. I haven't watched a lot of Jaguars games this year, Bill, other than what I'm seeing on Red Zone.
Yeah.
I haven't sat down and watched Blaine Gabbert and company. So I can't give you a full analysis. You know, maybe he's more hurt than we know or something like that, MJD. But right now, I mean, he's a total giant bust.
Absolutely is. You're really unexplainable at this point.
Contract year.
Not sure what's going on with Maurice Jones. He's only 27, so you know he's looking for a big payday. Wide receiver champs, you have four of them here. Victor Cruz, 10 catches, 164 yards and a touchdown. Nate Washington of the Tennessee Titans, four grabs, 105 yards. Two of his four receptions went for touchdowns. Torrey Smith, not sure how he pulled this one out of his, you know what, five catches, 166 yards and a touchdown. Considering all the problems with Joe Flacco, Torrey Smith still had a good day. And then Alshon Jeffrey of the Chicago Bears, four catches, 107 yards, and a touchdown. He also had 27 rushing yards.
Hey, well, we've been pumping Torrey Smith. I think we helped a lot of people last week on this show, Bill. We had a lot of people wondering if they should start Torrey Smith, and we were high on Torrey Smith. So
yep.
Hopefully people listen to us. You know, he's the only thing they have in the passing game. You know?
Certainly is.
So that's good to see. Nate Washington's hit and miss, man, and every year he does this, Bill. Every year Nate Washington has a big game.
Right.
And then he disappears. You know, with Jake Locker out for several weeks, you got to wonder, you know, if Ryan Fitzpatrick's in there now.
Yeah, you can't expect much from Nate Washington. It's certainly not a two-touchdown performance every game.
No.
Wide receiver chump Stevie Johnson of the Bills had one catch for negative 1 yards. Tavon Austin going all the way back to last Thursday game, two catches, 6 yards. And then Vincent Jackson with Mike Glennon under center. Vincent Jackson not very productive, two grabs, 27 yards for V-Jax.
Mm. Yeah, well, you know, V-Jax is, like we said before, he's collateral damage here with Josh Freeman going in the tank. And Mike Glennon's going to have to he's going to have to catch up in a hurry and become a real live NFL quarterback, or V-Jax is going to, you know, be a guy you're going to be benching an awful lot.
Tight end champs, four big names here. Tony Gonzalez, 12 catches, 149 yards, two touchdowns, by far and away the best tight end performance of the weekend. Jordan Cameron still getting it done, 10 grabs, 91 yards, and a touchdown for the Browns tight end. Antonio Gates staying healthy, doing big things for the Chargers, 10 receptions, 136 yards, and a touchdown. And then Jimmy Graham, Monday Night Football, this guy's a monster. Four grabs, 100 yards, two touchdowns for Jimmy G.
Unbelievable.
Let's go to the tight end chumps. Brandon Myers is for the New York Giants. Zero catches, 0 yards. Todd, what does that mean in fantasy points?
Goose egg.
Kyle Rudolph for the Minnesota Vikings. Two grabs, 6 yards for the Minnesota Vikings tight end. Nothing really much for the tight end chumps this week other than there were some pretty bad performances.
How about the tight ends, though, Bill? I mean,
you got to love the four champs this week.
Well, we did the calculations, right? And I believe Victor Cruz is non-PPR, Victor Cruz is the top wide receiver fantasy producer in the league.
Correct.
With 67 points or something like that, right? Jimmy Graham has 82. He has 15 more fantasy points than the top wide receiver in the NFL.
That's pretty impressive.
That's crazy.
Pretty impressive.
And here's the funny thing. He has 27 receptions, okay, Jimmy
right.
Graham.
Yeah.
Jordan Cameron has 30.
I mean, Cameron, hey, that was one of our sleepers of the year. We really hit a home run with him.
It's crazy. Now, I have a little dilemma here. I have Cameron and Gonzo.
Who are you going to use? You might have to trade one of them. Get some value.
That's what I'm thinking.
I'd get some value, Todd. I mean, would you rather have one of them on your bench and not be in someone else's starting lineup? That's really the question.
Yeah. Well, the question is, you know, there's one guy. I scoured the rest of the rosters, the rest of the league, and everybody has a pretty viable tight end except one guy. And the one guy has, like, Rudolph, and that's it.
Okay.
Everyone else, should be kind of relatively happy with who they have. So it's hard to trade a guy. And who would you trade?
Right.
Who do you trade? I mean, where do you value them, Bill, moving forward? Do you value Gonzo over Cameron? Non-PPR.
Nah, non-PPR, I like Cameron better than Gonzo.
Okay.
I think once Roddy White comes back, starts to eat into Gonzo's targets a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, in the PPR, I like Gonzo a little bit more than Cameron. Just a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's the year of the tight end, man. It's a rejuvenated. I mean, Antonio Gates finally healthy. I mean, he's been hurt every year, and he's going off. Orange Julius is a nice addition.
Sure.
To the mix. Charles Clay is a low-end option that you might want to consider right now.
Yes, he is.
Vern Davis is, you know, hovering. Really, he only has 11 catches this year, Bill.
He needs to get healthy.
Kobe Fleener's now in the mix. You know, Witten, you know Witten's going to eventually come around.
Absolutely.
There's a lot of options right now with tight ends. Good year for tight ends.
855-728-7500 is the phone number. 855-PATS-500. We're going to go to the phone lines right now where Matt in San Diego has a quick question. What's up, Matt? How's it going?
Good, guys. How you doing?
Doing great, man. What can we help you with?
I got a two-part question. First is it time to start thinking about picking up the likes of Shane Vereen or Andre Brown? Now they're getting closer to coming back from injury. Just kind of a matter of trying to time it before the rest of my league tries to scoop those guys up.
You know, how big is your league?
Yeah.
10-team and a 12-team.
How big are your rosters?
I'd say 6 or 7-man bench. I don't know off the top of my head.
I mean, Bill, a 12-teamer, first of all, I mean, obviously you don't have an injured reserve spot, right?
Right, correct.
It really just depends on what kind of dead weight you have on your roster, you know? I mean, Vereen, first of all, Vereen's the more attractive of the two options, right, Bill?
100%.
Yes. And when is he going to be back? 11?
Week 11.
Yeah, and we're in what, week 5?
Right.
So it's kind of... I mean, here's the deal. It's like, can you navigate your way through the bye weeks? I mean, the bye weeks are just starting to hit. You know, where four teams, like every other week, four teams are going to be on bye. Can you navigate through the bye week, you know, with a guy like Vereen eating up a roster spot? That's basically the question. Is it a PPR league, by the way?
No, non-PPR.
Yeah.
Would you drop Bryce Brown or Chris Givens, Vereen?
Do you have LeSean McCoy?
Pardon?
Do you have LeSean McCoy?
I do not. I'm just holding Brown just because, I don't know, he was on the waiver wire, and I snagged him. I was actually the one that dropped Vereen, so.
Bill, I'm kind of waiting on Vereen, unless you've just got a lot of depth.
Week 7 or week 8.
Okay.
That's when you go after these guys. You're in a non-PPR league. I understand that it's a 12-team league, and people are looking to pick up some running backs to help them in the playoffs, but Todd said it. With the bye weeks coming up, it's really tough to do with such a small bench, and you're in a non-PPR format, so Vereen shouldn't be that attractive to a lot of the managers in your league.
Okay. So then the second half of my question is, would you shop D'Angelo Williams now?
100%. No doubt about it. D'Angelo Williams is a guy I've been shopping since the preseason.
Yeah, and Jonathan Stewart's coming back.
Right. And so is Kenyon Barner.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah.
Thanks a lot, guys.
No problem, Matt. Best of luck to you. Todd, I think we're going to take a quick break here. When we return, all of your emails, get to a lot of emails, a lot of waiver wire questions coming in through the email, webradio@patriots.com. And we'll also go through our waiver wire report. All that's coming up next on the Fantasy Football Champs.
FFJ! Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FFChamps, FFChamps for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FFChamps is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
The word off-season doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team. From Foxborough all the way to Miami,
Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest prices on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS. 1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epoche. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Story Time every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios triple play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Free agents, pickups, or waiver wire claims.
Man, I'm glad I called that guy.
The names may be different in your league, but the players are the same. The Fantasy Football Champs are here with the roster moves you should make this week.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs as we are heading into week 5 of the NFL. We have, the Minnesota Vikings. Who else is on a bye this week? The Minnesota Vikings, the Steelers,
Redskins.
The Tampa Bay Buccaneers and the Washington Redskins not in action. Plus, there's a pretty big list of injuries to running backs and wide receivers that we went through earlier in the show. So now we're looking ahead to the waiver wire. Todd, let's start off with quarterbacks. We have Alex Smith as our top quarterback pickup of the week. Why? Because look at his schedule. Plays the Tennessee Titans, the Oakland Raiders, and the New York Jets in the next three games. Pretty easy going for Alex Smith and the Chiefs.
Yeah, I mean, they've got a great defense, right, which seems to turn the ball over for the offense, get the three and outs that they need, and the offense has the ball quite a bit. You know, you're going to get some garbage pass. You know what I'd love to see with Alex Smith? I'd love to see the stat of, like, yards after the catch, because I bet it's really high. He just dumps it off to Jamal Charles and lets him do all the work, and you get the passing yardage for it. You know what I mean?
Right, yep.
He's not, striking the ball down the field all throughout the game like some of these other big-time quarterbacks. Efficient guy. I think he's going to be consistently average, but that's not a bad thing. You know, at this time of year, you're filling bye weeks. You're looking for someone to just fill a hole. He can do that.
All right, how about Brian Hoyer of the Cleveland Browns? They're playing the Bills this week on Thursday Night Football. Then he has the Lions and the Packers. Hoyer's been getting it done the last 2 weeks.
Hey, man, what are we calling him, the Cleveland Steamer?
That's right.
Hoyer, can he keep it up, though? I mean, is this going to come crashing down back to earth?
I mean, listen, I think the Browns are going to have to pass the football. I don't have a whole lot of faith in their rushing attack. I like Jordan Cameron, and I like Josh Gordon, so the weapons are there.
That is true. I think you ride him while he's hot if you are in desperate, you know, quarterback need. I just wonder how long it's going to last. I wouldn't be surprised, Bill, if at the end of the year when we're doing our wrap-up show, one of us goes, hey, remember that three-week stretch when Brian Hoyer was starting for the Browns? Oh, I remember that. That was fun. You know what I mean?
Very possibly. Let's make sure that we save that clip, Kevin, so we can play it at the end of the year of Todd making that prediction of Hoyer. Ryan Fitzpatrick, the only reason why I bring up his name, Todd, because Jake Locker is going to be out for 1 to 2 months here, and a lot of people out there in two-team leagues, you know, slim pickings for quarterbacks, so you may have to look to a guy like Ryan Fitzpatrick to help you out.
God help you if you do.
How about the running backs, Rashad Jennings of the Oakland Raiders? I think he's a capable backup, now going to be the starter now that Darren McFadden and Marcel Reese are both injured. So Rashad Jennings, to me, number one pickup at the running back position.
Interesting. A lot has to do with who the quarterback is, Bill. I think if Terrell Pryor's the quarterback, it actually downgrades Jennings a little bit.
Okay.
Pryor is more of a running threat, and he might vulture some of those goal line carries.
Right.
Whereas if they go with Matt Flynn, or even they're talking about, whispering about Matt McGloin a possible quarterback, those guys are more willing to check it down. They're pocket guys. You know, maybe they do a lot of check downs to Jennings and let him run with the ball. So I think I like Jennings. I agree with you. I think his value is a little higher if Flynn or McGloin are the QB.
As we are broadcasting live on Patriots.com radio, Pat fans certainly know the name LeGarrette Blount, as he had pretty nice 47-yard touchdown against the Atlanta Falcons. It's a full-blown committee in New England. Three running back by committee, and he's part of those three running backs. Stephen Ridley, not the workhorse that we thought he was going to be in 2013. LeGarrette Blount, whatever you say his last name is, he's certainly going to be in action a lot going forward. Chris Obanaya looks like a pretty good PPR option if you're in a points-per-reception league. Obanaya obviously taking over for Trent Richardson over there in Cleveland. John Stewart of the Carolina Panthers coming off the PUP list. He's a well-known name, Todd. Let's see what he can do if he's healthy enough for action once Week 6 and Week 7 rolls around. And then Roy Helu of the Washington Redskins. We know Mike Shanahan likes to use a rotation at running back with Alfred Morris. A little bit banged up with the rib contusion. Roy Helu might be a guy that fantasy managers look to pick up this week.
Yeah. We'll keep an eye on Morris. I mean, the bye week comes at a good time, right?
Yeah.
Let him heal up. It doesn't sound like a terribly serious injury. But, hey, if you're in a deep league and you drafted Alfred Morris, you probably handcuffed Helu to Morris, because you never know what Shanahan's going to do. And I don't think there's a third back in the mix right now, is there, Bill? I think that's pretty much the 1-2 punch they're going with.
Absolutely. Let's move over to wide receivers, Todd. Justin Blackmon of the Jacksonville Jaguars, coming back from suspension. The reason why we like Justin Blackmon is because he's a big-time garbage producer.
Yeah, he's never made a big catch in his life in the NFL, like that I can recall, that actually meant something. But when the Jags are down 35 points in the fourth quarter, he'll make some big-time fantasy catches for you.
That's what we like.
Yes.
Alshon Jeffrey of the Chicago Bears. With Brandon Marshall getting so many double teams, no surprise that Alshon Jeffrey had a breakout performance in week four against the Detroit Lions. He was one of our wide receiver champs this week, so certainly someone that you should be eyeing to pick up off the waiver wire. Nate Washington of the Tennessee Titans, also one of our wide receiver champs this week with the two touchdowns against the New York Jets. Nate Washington, though, Todd, as you pointed out earlier, a very inconsistent, but he does have some of those big boom-type games, but he also has some of those big bust games as well. Robert Woods, the rookie from the Buffalo Bills, team high 8 targets in week 4. Stevie Johnson only had 1 catch against the Baltimore Ravens. And then Marlon Brown of the Ravens, 3 touchdowns, Todd, in 4 weeks.
Yeah, and hey, going back to Nate Washington, Bill, you know, going back to the last couple of weeks, you had Eddie Royale with Cheese, who had a big game against the Eagles. Everyone picked him up. We said, pick him up if you have to. Don't expect it to continue. What happened?
Didn't continue.
Donnie Avery, the next another guy, right?
Yep.
Against the Eagles. Again, there's a common theme here with the Eagles, isn't there? Donnie Avery, you know, big week. What did he do last week?
I think I don't not anything fantasy relevant. I don't know his stats off the top of my head.
Yeah. I'm going to find it for you right now. Yeah, 2 catches, 23 yards.
There you go.
Okay. So we were right on those two guys. Nate Washington's the next one, Bill. He's going to do the same exact thing. You know, you missed out on him. We all missed out on him this week in the big boom week. He'll have 2 boom weeks on the 16-week schedule, Bill. He'll have 2, maybe 3. And, you know, if you need help and you just want to, you know, shoot for the moon, grab him. But, you know, with a new quarterback in there, can't get too excited.
If you're looking for some tight end help, look at the Miami Dolphins' Charles Clay, 14 catches, 2 touchdowns in his last 3 games. And then Colby Fleener, to me, it's shocking that he's still available in most leagues, Todd. Andrew Luck loves passing to the tight end. They have a lot of chemistry going back to their days at Stanford. With Dwayne Allen out, I truly believe Colby Fleener finishes the year as a top 10 tight end.
Yeah, I like it. I'm surprised, too. The number that we see is he's available in 70% of leagues. This time tomorrow, Bill, that number will be down to like 20%.
Yeah, it should be. 855. Oh, go on. I'm sorry.
No, I'm just going to say he'll be grabbed tonight on waivers in every league.
855-728-7500. 855-PATS-500 is our phone number. Brandon in L.A. is patiently waiting. He's in a 14-team PPR league. What's up, Brandon? How's it going?
Nothing, guys. I just wanted to talk lineup questions, and I kind of have like a trade question in mind. So my first question is, Maurice Jones-Drew, he's killing me. He's killing me every single week, and I do not want to start him at this point. I want to start either Danny Woodhead or Bilal Powell. I just want to know who you guys would pick, because I'm absolutely tired of Maurice Jones-Drew. He's been in my lineup for most weeks, and he doesn't do anything.
Is it full point PPR?
Yeah, full point.
What do you think, Bill?
You know, I understand your frustration with Maurice Jones-Drew. The only problem is he's playing against the worst rushing defense in the entire NFL. The St. Louis Rams are ranked 32nd when it comes to allowing fantasy points to opposing running backs. But the good news is you have really quality options. Bilal Powell, I love this week, and I also like Danny Woodhead against the Raiders. So you don't have to start MJD because you do have some other solid options to go with.
Yeah, I'd bench him. I would
bench
him.
The one thing I'm afraid of is like, I'm not going to start MJD, and then he's going to go off and get, like, 120 yards and 2 touchdowns. That's the only...
Listen, Brandon, here's the thing. You can either celebrate the fact that MJD had a quality game, even though it came from your bench, or you could be in misery knowing that he put up another stinker and he's in your starting lineup.
This is true. All right. Thanks, guys. What's it called? I mean, should Keem Nicks still be in my lineup? It seems like every week he either, you know, puts up a poor performance, he drops balls. I was wondering if maybe I should start Josh Gordon this week, or maybe even Bilal Powell or Danny Woodhead in my slot instead of Keem Nicks.
Bill, I would. We just talked about this earlier, how we are kind of giving the Giants a last chance here, fantasy-wise, against the Eagles.
Right.
But if you've got Josh Gordon as another option, I'm going Gordon over Nicks.
Gordon's my number 13 receiver on the FFCPI. That's our rankings at FFChamps.com. Hakeem Nicks is 22. Bilal Powell, you mentioned him maybe as a flex option. He's 13. So, to me, you're benching Maurice Jones-Drew, putting in Bilal Powell. Maybe Danny Woodhead sneaks into the flex, but I'm with Todd here. I like Josh Gordon against the Bills.
All right, and I was also thinking my trade question here. I was thinking of the kind of the sell the buy low option.
Right.
Like David Wilson and Steven Ridley are both on my opponent's benches right now since they're doing pretty poorly right now. I was wondering do you still believe in those guys? Because David Wilson, you know, he's reportedly in the doghouse and stuff like that. I was wondering if you would recommend maybe trading those guys since their value is incredibly low right now.
Bill, that's a tough call. I mean, David Wilson, the Giants just waived Darrell Scott.
Right.
Which is kind of strange. He's got Brandon Jacobs and nobody else right now. Andre Brown comes back when, Bill? A couple weeks?
Week 10, I believe.
Week 10?
Yeah. He's not coming back for a while, dude.
Who would you want rest of the way, Wilson or Ridley?
Listen, I know I'm going to get a lot of – I would rather have Wilson only because of the situation that he's in with the Giants. He's the only running back there. Ridley's competing with carries with Brandon Bolden, LeGarrette Blount, and probably Shane Vereen when he gets back too.
Yeah.
There's no one else there for the Giants. It's just David Wilson.
Right.
All right. So, like, because I was thinking of maybe, because I have some pretty good running backs. I have four running backs. Like, I have DeMarco Murray, Maurice Jones-Drew, Le'Veon Bell, Bilal Powell, and Danny Woodhead.
Oh, then you don't even need those guys.
Well, I was thinking like maybe this would just be like a, because it's a dynasty league. So I was thinking maybe it was just like I can get him on the low. And then,
oh, it's a dynasty league?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, sign me up for David Wilson, dude. I mean, he's only in his second year.
Okay, yeah, so I was just wondering if, like, I wanted to trade for him, and then maybe when his value, like, flips and he starts producing, then I can sell him off.
Yeah, I mean, listen, in most dynasty leagues, David Wilson was a top five pick last year. Doug Martin, RG3, Andrew Luck, David Wilson, and you know, maybe Justin Blackmon. I would definitely pick up David Wilson if you're in a dynasty league.
Okay, thanks, guys. That's all.
No problem, Brandon. Best
yeah, that's the clincher right there, the dynasty league. We didn't know about that.
No, he left that part out, but now we know.
Yeah, well, hey, but I like the way he's thinking, Bill. That's how everyone should be thinking right now. We, you know, again, the quarter pole of the season is here. Everyone is down on David Wilson and Ridley. These are guys that you could target if you need the help, if it makes sense, right? And in a dynasty league, it certainly makes sense.
Yeah, it certainly does. Todd, what do you say we jump into some of the emails here? Webradio@patriots.com. A lot of people looking for some lineup advice and waiver wire advice. Who's the first email up? I'm trying to sort through my emails from Kevin here.
All right, I'm going to start one from Christian in Jacksonville.
Yeah. Okay, cool.
All right.
I'm with you.
Dear Bill and Todd, with all your help going into week five, he's first in his division, 3-0-1. He's a tie.
Yeah, baby.
And he needs some help. All right. Standard scoring, 10-team league. I guess he's looking for basically lineup help for this week. He's got Cam Newton as a starter, quarterback.
Okay.
So he's asking Cam Newton or Andy Dalton?
Cam.
Okay. Should he play Jamal Charles or Geo?
What?
He says Charles is questionable? What?
We're looking at different emails, I think.
Are we?
Oh, yeah. I see what you're saying. I see what you're looking at.
All right.
Geo or questionable? Listen, Jamal Charles, you know why he's questionable, Todd? This is funny, actually. He has blisters on his foot.
Okay. Well, so I'm not worried about that.
No.
All right, but how about Geo or Tompkins?
I'm going with Geo.
Jason Witten or Demaryius Thomas? Thomas.
Right. Demaryius or Julius?
Oh, probably. Yeah. All right. Yeah, you're probably right. I thought he was looking. I'm looking at Thomas on his roster here. Orange, Julius, or Witten?
Full-point PPR?
Standard scoring.
Julius Thomas.
All right. Chiefs or Bengals defense?
Chiefs.
There you go. That's all he needed.
All right. That was pretty easy.
Yeah. He's got a good team.
Yeah, he does have a good team. Christian in Jacksonville, Florida. Who's next on the email list. I believe it's our friend Nick M. Bodog. Hey, guys, bye week troubles. Full point PPR have Doug Martin and Pierre Garçon on a bye. Need to figure out a wide receiver two and two flex options. All right, wide receiver two. It seems like T.Y. Hilton and Ryan Broyles are his only options on his team. Reuben Randall and Alshon Jeffrey are out there on the waiver wire. He has Brandon Marshall, so it doesn't make sense to add Alshon Jeffrey, right?
No.
No, I'm going to put T.Y. Hilton into the wide receiver two spot, and then he needs two flexes, Bernard Pierce, David Wilson, Jaquizz Rodgers, or Ryan Broyles. I think we're in agreement that we're both going with David Wilson.
Against the Eagles, yes.
And then it's between Quiz and Bernard Pierce. Pierce is going up against the Miami Dolphins, and the Falcons are playing against the Jets.
Jeez. Quiz. I'll go Quiz.
You can go with Quiz there?
Yeah. Full point PPR. Yeah. He catches a few balls out of the backfield.
Yeah, he does.
That's good. Not real thrilled. I'm not real thrilled with any of his options, by the way, here. This is not, I mean, T.Y. Hilton is damaged goods right now, but based upon his other options, that's what I'm going with. Now, Andrew Luck missed him on a pretty short touchdown last week. Did you see that?
Yeah, that was tough.
He had 9 targets. So, yeah, Hilton and Quiz, cross your fingers.
All right, moving on to Mike G. Hey, guys, love the show. I listen every week and bother Bill on Twitter to try and get the edge on the competition, and so far it has worked to perfection. Literally, I'm 4-0 in both leagues and looking to continue to crush the competition. I wonder who this guy is on Twitter. Todd is at CFF Geek. I am at Bill Enright. You can follow the official Fantasy Football Champs Twitter handle at FF Champs. Todd, I get a lot of tweets on game day and throughout the whole week, so I don't know who Mike G is on Twitter. I'm trying to look through real quick, but I can't really, no one stands out.
Well, he's listening right now, so just tell him to tweet you and say, hey, this is Mike G. Then we'll know.
Then we know. All right. Anyway, I have some back end of my roster questions as I'm thinking long term. Not sure if you need my entire team to answer, but just in case. His questions. I put a waiver wire drop on Rashad Mendenhall for Phillip Rivers. Right now his quarterback is Matthew Stafford. Seems like he's got a pretty big bench here. I'm okay with dropping Mendenhall for Stafford or
yes.
for Rivers.
Yes.
I was also thinking of trying to pick up either Rashad Jennings or Andre Ellington and dropping Bernard Pierce. I'm not down with that.
No.
I like Bernard Pierce.
Yeah, Jennings is only a marginal play for the next couple of weeks. Ellington is a guy that I like kind of to keep an eye on, and I like that Mike is keeping an eye on Ellington, but not for Pierce.
No, not for Pierce.
Hold on to Pierce for now.
Mike says, thanks and keep up the good work. You have been very helpful to my team as always, and that is most important. You're very welcome, Mike. Glad that you are undefeated in both of your leagues. Moving over to Mike O. Guys, please help me. I'm ashamed to say that I'm 0-4. I won my leagues last year, and this year it seems everyone I drafted has been terrible. It is a 12-team, two-quarterback PPR league. What can I do to help this roster? All right, Todd. He's got Brady and Russell Wilson as quarterback, Trent Richardson and David Wilson at running back, Antonio Brown, Dwayne Bowe, and Tavon Austin at wide receiver, Julius Thomas and Gronk in the tight end flex. He's got another tight end, Colby Fleener, Eddie Royal, Marlon Brown, Kendall Wright, Bryce Brown, and Shane Vereen. That's from Mike in Connecticut. What can we do to help
his team? The obvious thing here is he's hoarding the tight ends.
Yes, he is.
He's got Orange. It's a 12-team league, and you've got to start a tight end. He's got Gronk, Orange Julius, and Fleener.
Right.
He's got to trade one of those or two of those away.
There's got to be someone in this league that is looking for some tight end help.
You've got 3 of the top 10 tight ends.
Find the guy that's been using Brandon Myers, Kyle Rudolph, Owen Daniels, Brent Celek, JerMichael Finley, any of those guys any of those teams that have been using those tight ends in their starting lineup, that's who you start to go after.
Yeah, now, the rest of his roster is very disappointing. I mean, I can see why he's 0-4.
Yeah, other than the quarterbacks, I mean, his wide receivers and running backs haven't been playing up to par.
Tom Brady hasn't exactly been lighting it up fantasy-wise, dude.
I bet Brady is carrying his team at this point.
Tom Brady?
Todd, I mean, look at this roster, dude. Who else is performing?
12, 13, 14, hold on. Tom Brady's a 20th. In one of my leagues, I'm looking at it right now. It's kind of standard scoring. Tom Brady's the 20th best quarterback in fantasy football.
20th?
20th.
Really?
Yes.
Wow. All right.
That's 4 points per touchdown pass type league. And Russell Wilson's 18th. So his two QBs are not getting it done.
Well,
now,
I don't think
I'm not saying get rid of Brady. I mean, Brady's going to he's gonna come around, and he's going to get his weapons back and all that, you know?
Yeah.
I'm just saying that he doesn't have much to go on here. He's just got to hope David Wilson comes around, Brady comes around, Trent Richardson stops, you know, this 3 yards per carry crap.
Yeah, what is going on there?
I don't know. Tavon Austin, I'm shocked you have to start him. I know it's full-point PPR, but I don't trust him as a wide receiver three quite yet.
No, neither do I.
Dwayne Bowe's a bust. So while he had a decent week last week, Antonio Brown came alive a couple weeks ago. Hopefully he continues like that. I mean, I'm looking at his bench. This guy needs a lot of help, Bill. And other than – and I'm trying to figure out who else he can trade to upgrade his team. I mean –
what about if he takes Bryce Brown
– trades him to the LeSean McCoy owner?
Yes. And who? Yeah, and the tight end. And a tight end. But you can't give up Fleener. You have to give up either Gronk or Julius Thomas because you need help. And you have to give up one of your better tight ends to get better value in return.
Why can't he give up Fleener?
Because I just don't think people are believers in Fleener yet, but they see Julius Thomas and they see Gronk, and they know they're on two of the best teams in the NFL, offensive-wise. So,
I'll tell you what, I would it's hard to trade Gronk because he hasn't played yet. I would be open to trading Gronk if I'm him. He needs to shake this up big time.
That's what I'm saying. He's got to either trade Gronk or Julius Thomas.
Yeah, I agree. Okay,
with Bryce Brown.
Yep. He needs a lot of help, man. I mean, you've got some players that they just need to come around. And I think they can. I mean, it can't get any worse for David Wilson. Trent Richardson should get better once he gets acclimated to his team. Brady's got to get better. Russell Wilson. What's going on with Russell Wilson? I mean, he hasn't done much either, Bill.
He had 4 touchdowns against the Niners.
Yeah, but he's, you know, again, he hasn't really done a whole heck of a lot other than that. He has 6 touchdowns in 4 games.
Yeah.
And, you know, and I don't think he scored any rushing touchdowns. So, yeah, tough lineup there, man. I can see why you're 0-4. You got to shake it up, man. You need to shake it up, take a few chances, and make some trades.
See, that is a player that should be trading. He's 0-4. He needs to do something. Kevin, our producer, our esteemed producer, is trying to trade when he's 3-1. I don't understand that.
Yeah, 3-1. He's got the.
He's trying to keep up with the Joneses.
Kevin, it's amazing. You are so talkative for the first 15 minutes of the show, and then you, like, take a nap.
I know. I'm just letting you guys do your thing.
All right.
People don't pay to hear me talk, that's for sure.
I don't think people pay anyone to listen to this.
Yeah, we have advertising revenue, and you guys have your subscriptions.
Yeah, I guess. That's true.
You guys are the talent. I'm just the monkey.
Next email, Josh, Bill.
Yeah, you can read this one because it's long.
Oh, great, thanks.
Lots of luck.
All right, he's lost a couple games. He wants to bounce back. Now he's going into the gauntlet stage of his season, okay? He has a guy in his 10-team standard league trying to trade me Aaron Rodgers and Geo for LeSean McCoy. He doesn't want to trade LeSean McCoy, as his production's, you know, been very good. But what do you think? He also has Russell Wilson at QB.
All right, so he's starting Russell Wilson. Obviously, major upgrade by taking Aaron Rodgers. But he loses out significantly by trading LeSean McCoy for Geo. Does the production that Aaron Rodgers can do or can get over Russell Wilson outweigh what you're losing by giving up McCoy and taking on Geo? I think it does.
Do you think you should do it?
Listen, let me know what you think. I think Aaron Rodgers will, the amount that Aaron Rodgers will outproduce Russell Wilson is greater than what the compensation for McCoy and Bernard can do. You're not
feeling
that,
right.
Huh?
You might be right.
You know, I think Giovanni Bernard could be a top 20 running back, maybe a top 15 running back going forward. So, he loses out on LeSean McCoy. But it's not like he's getting Ryan Matthews or D'Angelo Williams. He's getting Gio, who we love. Plus, he's getting Aaron Rodgers.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this trade. I'm doing this trade. I'm doing this trade.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's a 10-team league, so most of the teams are probably pretty stacked.
Yep.
All he'd have left at running back is Ridley and Geo. His other running backs, he's not even. He says they're so bad they're not worth mentioning. So
I mean,
he'd be stuck. His running backs would be Ridley and Geo, basically.
Here, the bottom line is, I think a lineup of Aaron Rodgers and Giovanni Bernard gets more points than a lineup of Russell Wilson and LeSean McCoy.
Okay.
All right.
Yep. All right. Do the trade. His last question is, half-point PPR, should he start Kembrell Tompkins or Josh Gordon?
Josh Gordon.
I agree. Especially if Amendola or Gronk play for the Patriots, that devalues Tompkins even further.
Right.
But even still, I think we'd start Josh Gordon over Tompkins. Next, Josh. So we took care of Josh there.
All right, next email is Dan Higgins. Hey, guys, after an 0-2 start, I'm 2-2 now.
Yes.
My question this week, non-PPR, I have Frank Gore, DeMarco Murray, Ray Rice, and MJD. Do I play all three of them, and which? Oh, do I play three of them? Well, he listed four.
Well, he's saying which three should I play, basically.
Right. Should I toss any out for Woodhead or David Wilson off
non-PPR.
Waivers?
Non-PPR.
How are they on waivers, Woodhead and Wilson? I don't understand. Oh, my God. Drop Tavon Austin for which of these? Josh Gordon, Kevin Tompkins, D'Angelo.
First question, I'm starting Gore, Murray, and Rice.
Yes, leaving MJD on the bench.
Yes. Second question, do I drop Tavon Austin for Josh Gordon? Yes.
Yes.
Kembrell Tompkins, DeAndre.
Yes.
Josh Gordon. Just get Josh Gordon.
Yeah, just get Josh Gordon. Go for it. What is this, an 8-team league?
It might be.
Yeah, it could be. Next email is from Jeff K. Hello, gentlemen. I'm currently sitting at 2-2 in my league. Feel good about my team moving forward. However, I'm not putting up big numbers. Check out my roster below. What suggestion, if any, would you make? All right, so he's got no quarterbacks. Oh, he's got RG3 and Eli Manning at quarterback, Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, Justin Blackman at wide receiver, Trent Richardson, Reggie Bush, Alfred Morris, Shane Vereen, Brandon Bolden, Andre Ellington at running back, and then Jason Witten and Tony Gonzo at tight end. Right now, it seems like his quarterbacks are killing him, Todd.
RG3 and Eli.
Dez Bryant, A.J. Green, I'm guessing he only starts two wide receivers because Justin Blackman is his third wide receiver, and we know he hasn't played yet.
That's PPR. Well, I like his – I mean, his starting two wide receivers are outstanding, of course, right?
I like his running backs, Reggie Bush, Trent, and Alfred Morris.
Yeah, he's pretty good there.
Jason Witten and Gonzo at tight end.
Yeah, maybe he could dangle one of them.
Yeah.
In PPR, Witten's got a lot of value. I know he's kind of been a little off last week or two. I still think Witten always comes around, dude. He always does. Always. Quarterbacks, do you think – I mean – I still think Robert Griffin III is – I think he's going to improve as the year goes on, personally.
I mean, it's not like he's putting up bad numbers. It's just all coming in garbage time, and he doesn't look good doing it.
Yeah. I'm looking here, again, in my league, pretty standard scoring. He's the 9th best fantasy quarterback.
Which Griffin. Is where we had him projected. I think we had him at 7.
Yeah, so he's he's doing all right. So I'm not too worried about RG3. I don't know that he's going to, he's not going to be the running threat that he was last year. That's pretty clear. But I think he's going to get better as the year goes on. I'm not too worried about him. Plus, in the NFC East, Bill, we've talked about it ad nauseum. You got to love the NFC East because the defenses stink. Now, Eli Manning has been woefully inconsistent, Bill.
Right.
But
his schedule is about to open up.
Still, he's the 6th best producer in fantasy football, quarterback was.
Right.
Even as bad as he's been, 7th best, sorry, 7th. 7th best, and now he's way inconsistent. I mean, he had a 43-point week, and then he had a 6-point week. So you hate the inconsistency. But, again, another NFC East guy. I'm not worried about his quarterbacks as much as you would think. I don't think the quarterbacks are killing him. Do you? I mean, I guess it's just the inconsistency. The highs and the lows are what's killing him.
I mean, he's 2-2. I think this team's really good. 12-team league, and he's got Reggie Bush, Trent, and Alfred Morris?
Yeah. Again, kind of like we talked about with one of the other emailers, maybe he dangles a tight end.
You think he dangles a tight end and who, though?
Just a tight end. See if he can get anything for maybe Witten. It's not a good week to try to dangle Witten because he didn't do anything.
Then trade Gonzo. He had a monster week.
Yeah.
I would try to trade Gonzalez.
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking to improve your roster and we like your team, I think you could upgrade your wide receiver 3. And, you know, you can always try to find another running back to add to your mix, you know?
Right.
But right now, I like what he's doing. I just think, you know, he's got an embarrassment of riches at tight end and a full PPR. See if you can get something for one of them. If not, just hang on tight. You'll be all right.
Yeah. I think that team's really good, actually.
Yeah, it's a nice team there, C-Dog. I like it.
Couple more emailers. By the way, webradio at patriots.com is our email address. Gabe from Chicago. What's up, guys? 2-2 after starting off 2-0, so I'm looking to get back on track this week. What do I do if one of my players is going against my defense? I have A.J. Green versus the Pats this week. Do I bench A.J. because of Talib?
No.
Do I bench the Pats D and pick up another?
No.
Or do I play both?
Look, I never care about this.
Neither do I.
Ever. Now, so yes, you're starting A.J. Green. He's a stud. You always start your studs. So end of story there. I don't care who he's going up against. But, you know, do you start the Pats D or another D? Well, it depends on what other defenses are available, of course, as always, right?
Mm-hmm.
Pats D's not a terrible option, you know. But I don't ever worry about, oh, I've got one wide receiver going against my defense. I never, ever consider that as a possible reason to bench somebody, ever.
No, neither do I. Just not even in my repertoire. Gabe also has James Jones, who is normally my flex I can put as my wide receiver 2. Then I use Danny Woodhead as my flex standard scoring league. I don't know who he would put James Jones in over. Oh, I guess A.J. Green? No, I'm not doing that. Definitely not. Right? Is that what he's saying here?
I'm not sure what he's saying. But
okay.
A.J. Green's in your lineup, dude. And then James Jones, I would play him in a non-PPR over Danny Woodhead, if that's what you're asking.
Yeah.
So if James Jones is your, you know, versus Woodhead in a flex, I'm playing James Jones.
One more email, then we're going to take a break. Dan M., before I ask any questions, I want to thank my Lord and Savior, Jimmy Graham, for delivering me to 3-1.
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's pretty funny.
Hey, you know, we talked about it last week, Bill. You know, we knew that if the Saints came to play last night, they were going to single-handedly win so many fantasy matchups. I mean,
yeah.
Jimmy Graham and Breeze, man, they came up so huge. Even Colston and Sproles. So I love it when you have a reader like this, a subscriber, who wins on a Monday night, you know, with a second-half touchdown to Jimmy Graham. That's good stuff.
He asked, first question, I'm dropping DeAndre Hopkins to hopefully claim recently dropped Roddy White. Good point. Good move. If I get him, at what point do you think he would become a better option than Decker or the tag team of Amendola or Edelman?
I like the move, first of all. Do it.
Yeah, definitely a good move.
That's a buy low guy, Roddy White. What point do you think he's a better option than Decker or Amendola Edelman? I really can't predict that. I think that Roddy White will, in the next couple of weeks, I think Roddy White's going to, I think he's going to come around, and he might not be what he once was, Bill, but he's going to certainly be a hell of a lot better than he's been so far this season.
And he's starting to get more involved in that passing attack, so that's a good sign. I think he's about 4 or 5 weeks removed from that original time when he suffered the high ankle sprain, so I like the move of getting Roddy White.
Yeah, totally agree.
His second question, not so lucky in this 10-team standard league at 1-3, wants to shake things up a bit. Todd, would you consider moving Doug Martin for a better back or package some of the guys listed below? Giovanni Bernard, Frank Gore, Doug Martin, Drake Bell. I don't know. How is this team 1-3? A.J. Green, Julio Jones, Marquise Colston, Cecil Shorts. He's got Jared Cook, Olsen. I don't know who his quarterback is, but unless it's Blaine Gabbert, it seems like he's just been unlucky so far playing against some of the top scorers in his league.
Yeah. This is not the week to trade Doug Martin, Bill.
No, it's not.
Because his value is minimal. It's
right.
Not good. He's still getting the carries. you know, his offense just is in mud right now with a rookie quarterback in there, which is it's not good. It's, you know, Doug Martin's not going to finish as the second best fantasy running back as most of us projected, you know, top two, top three, four, whatever. That's not going to happen. We know that now, but he's still a workhorse running back with no other competition, right? So
yeah,
if you really want to trade him, you got to wait till he has a week or two, you know, of production. You can't trade him right now.
No, can't do it. Just can't do it. We're pretty much caught up on emails. When we get back, we're going to take a look at some of the playmakers from the first month of the season, go over the top five quarterbacks, running backs, and wide receivers, and even do the tight ends from the first month of the season. More Fantasy Football Champs coming up right after this.
FF Champs!
Win your fantasy league and your trophy too. It's FF Champs, FF Champs for you. News, advice, rankings, and expert advice too. FF Champs is for you.
FFChamps.com, ensuring you win from draft to playoffs. FFChamps.com, extraordinary results for fantasy football dominance.
The word offseason doesn't exist in the NFL. Maybe for hot dog vendors and groundskeepers, but not for teams or players or fans. When the goal every year is winning it all, the road begins to be paved in February. Because there are holes that need to be filled, weights that need to be lifted, and next levels that need to be reached. Keep up with your favorite team with coverage of NFL Network 24/7 on NFL Mobile. Always having your passions with you? That's powerful. Call *NFL to download NFL Mobile from Verizon. Airtime and messaging rates may apply. Coverage not available everywhere. Available on select smartphones. Don't call or text while driving.
It's Jim from Ace Ticket. The New England Patriots are back in action, and Ace Ticket, the Patriots' official fan travel partner, is behind the team from Foxborough all the way to Miami. Ace Ticket is your official home for all Boston sports tickets. With free and easy pickup in Kenmore Square or across the street from the Boston Garden or game day pickup at Patriot Place. Ace Ticket is Boston's own ticket agency. We've been serving our customers for over 30 years. Ace always has the best seats at the lowest prices. Whether it's sports, concert, or theater tickets, Ace makes it easy to get the tickets you want and the service you deserve. So treat yourself or impress someone. Go to aceticket.com or call 1-800-MY-SEATS and get the lowest price on the best tickets for all Boston sports teams. And with our free loyalty program, you get 5% back on all orders. Call 1-800-MY-SEATS or visit aceticket.com. Ace Ticket. Sit your ace down.
1-800-MY-SEATS.
Patriot Place in Foxborough is New England's premier entertainment, dining, and shopping destination. Experience the Hall at Patriot Place, presented by Raytheon, an interactive museum dedicated to the history of New England football. The family will want to check out the latest summer movie at Showcase Cinema Deluxe, or a concert or comedy show at Showcase Live. Shop retailers and the region's only Bass Pro Shops. And of course, there's always dinner and drinks as you dine outdoors and take in the sunset or the view overlooking Gillette Stadium. Experience world-class medical care at Brigham and Women's Mass General Healthcare Center, located on-site at Patriot Place. The region's only four-star hotel, the Renaissance Hotel and Spa, offers luxurious accommodations, including the ultimate in pampering at Spa Epochet. Special events are always happening at Patriot Place, from Kids Club Storytime every Tuesday to the area's largest classic car display. Patriot Place is located in Foxborough next to Gillette Stadium, and parking is free. Visit patriot-place.com for complete store and restaurant hours and event listings. Patriot Place. Shop, dine, enjoy.
Before Jenny met her new nephew, Wyatt, before she drove to New York, and before she picked up a Boston Red Sox onesie down the street from her Alston studio, Jenny got 1% back on tires, 2% back on snacks, and 3% back on gas using her Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. So Jenny got ready to do what she loved with cash rewards she liked. That's the power of the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card. That's Bank of America. Life's better when we're connected. With the Bank AmeriCard Cash Rewards credit card, you can earn 1% cash back on all purchases all the time, 2% cash back on groceries, and 3% cash back on gas. Apply today at bankofamerica.com/getcashback. Grocery and gas bonus rewards apply to 1,500 in combined purchases each quarter. Call 1-888-224-8735 for details about credit costs and terms. Copyright 2013 Bank of America Corporation.
You know that celebration dance? The I just got a heck of a deal on awesome entertainment, so let's dance, dance? You probably haven't done it in a while, so here's a reason to. Now until September 3rd, when you sign up for 100% fiber optic Verizon Fios, you can take your entertainment to the next level with America's fastest, most reliable internet. Switch to a Fios Triple Play online for just $79.99 a month for 12 months and get your choice of a $300 Amazon.com gift card or a $300 Visa prepaid card with a 2-year agreement. Plus, get a high-speed wireless router at no additional charge. You won't get that with cable. And that's an entertainment deal worth dancing about. So hurry. This great summer deal ends September 3rd. Visit gottogetfios.com and upgrade today. Technology that makes life more entertaining. That's powerful. Price is $89.99 a month for months 13 to 24. Rate may increase after 2 years. Verizon Visa prepaid card issued by MetaBank, member FDIC. Amazon.com is not a sponsor of this promotion. Restrictions apply. Fios available in select areas. Offer for new customers subscribing to a triple play bundle online with a 2-year agreement and ends 9/3/13. Taxes, fees, RSN fee, and other terms apply. Visit Verizon.com/Amazon for details.
Follow the Patriots like never before with the official Patriots mobile apps for iPhone, Android, and iPad. Get instant access to all the latest news, stats, and analysis, plus live Patriots Game Center. Search New England Patriots in your device's app marketplace to get the latest Patriots news, audio, and video in the palm of your hand. Download the official Patriots mobile apps today and stay connected. Todd DeVries and Bill Enright want to help you dominate your fantasy football league. Call in at 508-298-0398.
All right, welcome back to the Fantasy Football Champs final segment of the show. Todd, now that we're in October, we've had a month of 2013 NFL action, four games in the books. Let's take a look back at September and find out who is living up to expectations, who has been major letdowns. Let's go through the top five players at each position, and then we'll go through some of the major letdowns so far.
All right, let's start with the quarterbacks, Bill. Top five QBs through the first month of the year. Let's start it off with Peyton Manning. I heard he threw a bunch of touchdowns last month.
Yeah, just about 16 of them, I think.
16 touchdowns, zero interceptions. The guy's on a roll. I expect that to continue at Dallas this upcoming week. Drew Brees, last night, Bill, he made his fantasy owners very happy with a sterling performance. He has 1,400 yards and 10 touchdowns. How about Phillip Rivers, Bill? Almost 1,200 passing yards and 11 touchdowns. Who saw that coming?
Not me.
Mike Vick, you know, it's interesting that he makes this list, but you got to remember that he's rushed for 228 yards and a couple of touchdowns as well. And he likes his old dog thing. And then Matt Ryan, he's the fifth best quarterback of the month, 1,300 yards, 8 touchdowns. So, you know, Bill, you know, Mike Vick is a guy, when he's healthy, it's not that surprising that he makes the top five list. The question is, can he be healthy all year? We think the answer is no.
Right. So Phillip Rivers, surprising he's there. Mike Vick, not that surprising he's there. Who would I have for the rest of the season? I'm going to go with Rivers.
Between the two?
Yeah.
Yeah, I agree. I agree. Just new coaching staff there, Bill. I mean, the coaching staff has done wonders for him.
Right. Yeah. Certainly has. All right, let's move over to running backs, Todd. No surprise here. Jamal Charles and Adrian Peterson, top two running backs. Adrian Peterson's number one, but if you're in a PPR league, it's Jamal Charles, so you can flip-flop these guys. And then LeSean McCoy at number three, 468 yards, two touchdowns, getting it done in the passing game as well, 140 receiving yards to date. Matt Forte of the Chicago Bears, 320 yards, three touchdowns. And then Marshawn Lynch, beast mode, four touchdowns on the year, 400 yards from scrimmage. Marshawn Lynch getting it done for Seattle.
Yeah, I'd like to point out for Kevin, LeSean McCoy has 600 yards of offense in the first month of the season, and you're thinking of trading him.
Smart.
If I can get a lot in return, you might want to trade him while they're playing well. You don't want to trade while your guys are doing well and try to gouge somebody?
How are you going to gouge somebody? You're giving up the best player.
Well, if I can get two or three other really good players in return that fill up my roster.
Le'Veon Bell and Randall Cobb, I mean, that's who you were getting in that trade.
In that trade, but I'm not saying I could counter with something. He obviously wants the tango. He's got a lot of wide receivers that are pretty good. I think he's got Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb. He's got a lot of good players.
So basically, he has two of the Green Bay Packers receivers. He's trying to unload one of them, and he's trying to take away your best player in the process?
Pretty much.
Oh, okay.
I need a quarterback too, though, because Flacco is just awful.
You're getting Big Ben. You think Big Ben's better?
Fantasy wise, he's been.
He's
better.
Not. No, he's not. He's not. He's not. Stop it. Just stop. He's not better.
He's got more.
He's
points.
He's gonna do the same exact thing that Flacco can do.
Got more points though.
By how many?
I'd have to look it up. Hang on. Talk amongst yourselves.
Todd, what do you think? Flacco or Big Ben Roethlisberger?
They're the same.
They're exactly the same.
I mean, you know, I'm sure that Big Ben has a few more points at the moment, but who cares? I mean, they're the same. I don't have them
right,
in
so
my
Flacco's
league.
Flacco's got 11 and 6, so that's 17.
Big Ben Roethlisberger has 62 points. Joe Flacco has 60 points.
There you go.
Oh, he's got two more points, Kev.
His value
that,
there.
That amounts to 0.5 over the first month of the season.
Looking for the value, baby.
Where's the value?
I think Ben's going to rebound. I don't think the Steelers are this bad.
I don't know, dude. Their offensive line's terrible. All right, back to this list. Kevin, you're a fool if you do that trade.
What if I could counter propose? I'm not saying I'm going to do the trade. I think that there's an opportunity for me here.
All right, let us get through these top five lists, and then we'll worry about your trade later. Top five wide receivers, Todd. Victor Cruz is the number one wide receiver right now in fantasy football. Demaryius Thomas, number two. Actually, two of the Broncos receivers in the top three. DT is number two. Only winners get wings. And then Wes Welker is at number three. Julio Jones, four. And then Megatron Calvin Johnson is at number five.
Wes Welker leads the league in touchdowns, right?
Six touchdowns in four games.
He and Jimmy Graham, I believe, both have six, right?
I believe he had six touchdowns all last year with the Patriots.
Yeah. Yep.
Top tight ends, Jimmy Graham, no surprise that he's number one. Jordan Cameron, a little bit of a surprise here from the Cleveland Browns, he's two. Julius Thomas, another Denver Bronco playmaker, is at three. Antonio Gates of the Chargers, now we know why Phillip Rivers is doing so well. Antonio Gates, number four tight end in fantasy football. And then number five is Gonzo, Tony Gonzalez of the Falcons.
Mm. Big year for tight ends.
You know, you look at this list, Todd. Drew Brees and Jimmy Graham in the top five at their positions. Phillip Rivers has a top five tight end. Matt Ryan is at number is a top five quarterback. He has two players in the top five. Peyton Manning, top five, the best quarterback. He has three players in the top five.
Yep.
So it's very, very.
Four of the top five quarterbacks have a top five tight end.
Very, very telling. As in terms of playmakers and who's really meshing well with their quarterbacks.
Let's get to the hate, Bill. How about the letdowns?
All right, major letdowns here. Who do you have a quarterback?
All right, I'll run down the list. Quarterback letdowns. How about Colin Kaepernick, Bill?
Ugh.
Right now he's ranked about 20th amongst fantasy quarterbacks. Doesn't have a lot of weapons to throw to. Eli Manning, Bill, 24th amongst quarterbacks. That depends on your scoring system.
I'm trying to trade for him in my other league. Buy low.
LeSean McCoy for Eli.
No, I gave – it was – I forget who it was. It was like E.J. Manuel and like Stevie Johnson for
– Trader Vic here.
Trying to trade everybody.
Yeah. So those two have
I got a FIVA, and the only prescription is some fantasy trades.
Oh, boy. Oh, boy. Can I proceed here, Bill?
Go ahead.
All right, running back letdowns. How about MJD? We've talked about him all throughout the show. He doesn't even finish in the top 35 running backs right now. Yeah. CJ Spiller, another guy that's been a bust. Although he did have a 100-yard game a couple weeks ago, Bill, 77 yards last week. He hasn't hit pay dirt yet. No touchdowns for CJ Spiller in four games.
Ew.
Stephen Ridley, Bill, I know this one hits you pretty hard because you were pretty high on him in the preseason.
Certainly was.
Just a running back by committee disaster in New England right now. Moving over to the wide receivers. Yeah. Moving over to the wide receivers, Hakeem Nicks, we talked about him throughout the show. He had zero catches 2 weeks ago, and he had 33 yards, a whopping 33 yards last week. Not good enough. Mike Wallace, Bill, the guy goes to Miami, sits on a mountain of cash, and has not produced up to his salary, really. What did he do last night? Just a couple of catches last night, right?
Yeah, nothing special.
Yeah, I think he had like 3.5 points. Nothing.
Yeah, not good. And then
not good.
Final running or quarter or wide receiver letdown is T.Y. Hilton. He's been hurt this year, Bill, which I think is really contributing to his lack of productivity. But he has been a letdown thus far. Now, he wasn't a guy that you drafted really high, but we had high hopes for him as a kind of a, you know, sleeper kind of guy, and he has not produced.
Yeah, so if you have anyone on this list, let us know. Maybe you call in or email us on Thursday. Let us know who you're most upset about. I'm guessing people are going to say MJD, CJ Spiller, or Hakeem Nicks. Those are my three.
Ridley's mine. I drafted him in one of my two leagues.
Yeah, on this channel, Bill, on Patriots.com, I think Ridley's going to be the one.
You think Ridley's going to be number one?
Yes.
Yeah. Such a shame, man.
He was up there in our preseason rankings there for running backs.
I had him at number 10 for a while.
Yeah, I got him in the second round. I thought it was a steal.
1,200 yards, 12 touchdowns. Shane Vereen goes down in week one. You think Ridley would just get the overwhelming majority of the workload, and it hasn't happened. Coach Bill Belichick is very adamant about using a running back by committee, like Garrett Blunt, Brandon Bolden, and Stephen Ridley. It's a three-man rotation at this point.
Too bad. So if you guys were, by the way, just to get back to my problem.
Yeah, it's all about you.
So if you had McCoy and you were sitting on him, and not literally sitting on him, but you had him on your team, and you had this guy who clearly wants
him. Thanks for that clarification, by the way.
There's no doubt that this kid just really wants LeSean McCoy, rightfully so. So it's a two-quarterback league. So I'm going to read you what he's got here so you guys can tell me what to
ask. Who are your two quarterbacks?
I got Brady and Flacco.
And who are your two running backs?
I got Marshawn Lynch and McCoy.
And then who?
Hang on, let me see.
You don't even know?
No, I got I don't have any depth beyond that. I got D'Angelo Williams, who you're telling me you're pounding the sell him. And then the only other person I have that on my roster is Bradshaw, who's hurt and then behind Trent Richardson.
All right, fine. So who is on his team?
All right, so he's got Michael Vick as one quarterback. He's starting Brian Hoyer this week because Ben Roethlisberger's on a bye. Let's say his normal quarterbacks are Vick and Roethlisberger. Mm-hmm. He's got Chris Johnson, Lamar Miller, Alshon Jeffrey.
Listen, you're looking to go to this guy's team to trade a quarterback, right? Because you want to upgrade at Flacco. Stop. I'm not doing it for Mike Vick, and I'm not doing it for Brian Hoyer, and you're sure I'm not doing it for Ben Roethlisberger.
I'd like to upgrade a quarterback and wide receiver.
But you're not going to upgrade your quarterbacks with this guy's team. You're just not doing it.
So let's take quarterback out of the equation then.
Then there's no point of trading.
Why?
Because you have two dynamic running backs that are in the top five.
But I need receivers, and I have no depth.
All right, who are his receivers?
I have Andre Johnson. I got Andre Johnson. I do. I have Andre Johnson, Denarius Moore, who's starting this week, Danny Amendola, Stevie Johnson, who I absolutely hate, and Chris Givens. I mean, I got nobody at receiver.
How many
outside.
Do you start?
You have to start three wideouts and a flex that can be a running back or a wide receiver. So, this week I'm starting D'Angelo Williams at my flex, and I've got Andre Johnson, Denarius Moore slated to start, and basically I have a choice between Steve Johnson or if Amendola plays, I'd play him.
I'm going with Amendola, by the way. I'm going with Chris Givens if Amendola doesn't play.
If Amendola doesn't play. Yeah, okay, that makes sense.
Leave Johnson on the bench.
That makes sense.
All right, who are his wide receivers? Jordy Nelson, Randall Cobb.
So this is the strength of his team. It's he's got Randall Cobb, Dez Bryant, Jordy Nelson, Antonio Brown, Pierre Garçon, and Alshon Jeffrey.
I'm going for Dez Bryant and Pierre Garçon for LeSean McCoy straight up. And if he says no, you tell him to go scratch.
Okay. That's fair enough.
Todd?
You definitely have to get Dez.
I'm guessing he's not going to give
Dez, Le'Veon Bell, Cobb. And Vic for McCoy.
Dez, that's not bad.
That's interesting. Dez, Le'Veon Bell, and Vic?
For McCoy.
Yeah,
three for one.
I could propose that.
And then you dump...
Bill, what do you think about that?
Darren Harris, like Moore, and you dump Bradshaw.
So I'm writing it down. Dez, Le'Veon Bell.
I mean, if you got to trade your best player, then you better damn well get value.
It's not like I have to trade him. I'm just trying to see, for example, I'm not saying this kid's not an Eagles fan, I don't think. I think he's a Dolphins fan, actually. But it's like he clearly has made it clear that he wants LeSean McCoy. And sometimes
make him pay for it.
Exactly. And sometimes you can kind of exploit that, you know what I mean, and get more than you may with somebody else by kind of taking advantage of that.
Kevin, go big or go home. Get three for one.
I like it. I like it.
There you go.
Yeah, I like it too.
So I'll propose that, and if he says no, or I'll counter with that, and if he says no, I'll tell him to go scratch. No big deal.
That's it.
I was just looking for you guys to kind of give me – I was kind of – I I didn't want to do the deal as is, but at the same time, it was intriguing enough that he's willing to kind of offer me, like, you know, three players for one, that it's like I want to counter with something to see if I can kind of steal something, you know?
From now on, forget about the first 15 minutes of the show. We're not talking about your team anymore. From now on, we will reserve the last 5 minutes of the show, of our entire program, to help your fantasy team.
I like it.
But no more in the first segment.
Okay, fine.
All right.
I was really quiet, and then you yelled at me for being quiet.
No. Not in the first 20 minutes of the show.
And then I went in my hole for like an hour and a half. And then
first 20 minutes of the show, you had us talking about your team. Then we got into the Brady Bunch. Then we started talking about Ron Howard. I don't know what the hell happened.
It's good radio.
I don't know. For who?
I don't know. Maybe Dan Dierdorf's listening.
Lost a lot of listeners. Dan Dierdorf just canceled for Thursday. He's not going to come on anymore.
Oh, that's
now.
A lie. Don't tell the people that. I worked very hard to get that guest. Got a new contact over at CBS now. I'm excited.
Yeah, they're nice.
Yeah. I mean, she seems really nice. I think they got a couple new communications people who were very, very kind and very quick to get back to me, which was very nice.
Nice. Well, we're looking forward to speak with Dan Dierdorf about the Patriots and Bengals game. That'll be on Thursday. Football Nation Radio coming to you live on Patriots.com from 4 to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Kevin and Todd, you guys have any closing words before we wrap up today's show?
Make trades.
Don't make trades if you don't have to, folks.
Go big or go home.
All right, you heard it. Make trades and go big or go home. I guess that's the word of advice that you're getting from Kevin and Collins and Todd DeVries. I'm Bill Enright. My word of advice is don't make any trades unless you absolutely have to. Best of luck in week 5 of your fantasy football leagues. Back on Patriots.com Radio for Football Nation on Thursday. Take care. Until then.
Todd DeVries and Bill Enright are the Fantasy Football Champs.